Good morning. Rain, some of it heavy, fell across parts of interior New York and New England overnight, leaving parts of the region under flash flood warnings and advisories for the early morning period. Most of the heaviest rain is now tracking through central New England and toward the coast, while the rest of the region is starting to dry out. Still some rain showers around this morning, and certainly plenty of clouds. As we see the clouds break up and the disturbance pass to the east, we'll have a little bit in the way of sunshine this morning and more this afternoon. But overall, there's still a bit of instability in the air, and that could lead to a few more pop-up showers and thunderstorms later on today. Temperatures will climb through the 70s and toward the 80-degree mark for afternoon highs. High pressure will start to build in tonight, and the clouds will break up even more. And with clearing skies and comfortable humidity, lows will be in the upper 50s to around 60. This will take us into a dry day tomorrow, and we'll finally go back to mostly sunny skies. Again, the humidity relatively low, with highs reaching into the lower 80s. Gradually, as the wind flips around to the south on Thursday and especially Friday, the humidity will creep back into the region as temperatures climb. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s on Thursday afternoon and with increasing humidity into the upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. This will all lead to the next cold front, which will slide into the region on Friday evening and overnight with a round of showers and thunderstorms. The showers could linger into the early morning on Saturday before we start a drying trend, with increasing sunshine on Saturday afternoon back into the mid-80s, and with lower humidity and more sunshine in the lower 80s on Sunday and Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a strong tropical wave over the Central Caribbean Sea, located about 150 miles south-southwest of Kingston, Jamaica. The tropical wave continues to move quickly westward at about 20 miles per hour. Recent satellite data indicate that the system is producing winds of about 40 to 45 miles per hour, but that it still appears to lack a closed circulation. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for additional development, and a tropical storm is likely to form later today. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate this system this morning. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall and gusty winds, perhaps the tropical storm force, will continue over portions of Jamaica this morning and reach the Cayman Islands later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with an east wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light rain, 63 degrees, the dew point 61, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm possible and highs in the upper 70s. Boston, increasing sunshine in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 71, that's 1 degree below normal. 19 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. That's 6 hundredths of an inch above normal for the first day of August. And 19.70 inches now for the year, which is 3.12 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 97, set in 1975. And the record low, 45, just 1 year later in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, comfortable humidity, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity Thursday in the mid-80s. Upper 80s on Friday with more humidity and a mix of sun and clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night, a few lingering into Saturday morning. Increasing sunshine Saturday afternoon in the mid-80s. And mostly sunny Sunday and Monday with highs both days right around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.